For those of us that grew up in a small town, like yours truly, there was nothing like when the carnival rolled around. March and October, two of the more dreaded pages on the calendar, suddenly made better by the promise of lights, sugar, and near-death experiences. Growing up near the Jersey boardwalk, nobody understood the romantic escapism of the carnival like Bruce Springsteen. Today's story was written in pursuit of the same hollow but thrilling experience that inspired so many of his songs. Let's get to it. Turn off the television set, flick off the lights, grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit, and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents our Season 4 premiere episode, Dr. Shock's Sonic Scream Shack, a DTC radio story by Tyler Grimes.
What's it been, like 6 years?
Seven.
Dr. Shock, Sonic Scream Shack, a ghastly tour of terror.
Yeah.
It's only 5 tickets?
Cheap.
There's no line.
Guess nobody wants to ride it.
Can't say I blame them. Word gets around, stories change over time. Every story is scarier 6 years later.
Seven.
But it's still just a haunted house, right? Sit in a cart and follow a track while ghouls jump out at you. They wouldn't have reopened it after all these years if it wasn't safe.
I wouldn't be caught dead riding that thing.
Poor choice of words, huh?
Let's ride the Gravitron or something.
Do you?
Please, I don't want to look at this thing anymore.
Yeah, sure.
I have to stop and grab some more tickets. The funnel kit cleaned me out.
I told you not to pay for me. This isn't a date.
I know that. Trust me, you've made that fact very clear. Come on, the booth is this way. Say goodbye to Dr. Shock.
All right now, once the ride has begun, stay in your position. Hold on for your life, and no going upside down.
Yeah, right. What the hell else is the point of this ride?
You're not getting us kicked out of here.
Look at that jockstrap across the way with his homemade safety scissor muscle tee. You see him and his buddies?
Kinda hard to miss.
If you think for a second they're not going upside down once this ride starts grooving, then you've had way too much cotton candy tonight.
Stereotype much?
I've got 10 tickets, says I'm right.
You're on, but no going upside down.
No way! Look, if they're allowed to be goons, we're allowed to be goons. Nothing wrong with a little ruckus at the carnival.
Ah! Oh god!
Now here we go!
Hey, look! Jockstrap has officially inverted. 10 tickets, please. I'm going upside down!
No going upside down!
Make me!
That sucked so bad.
Oh, please, calm your tits. So we got yelled at by a carny. Big deal.
I don't care about getting yelled at. I care about the corn dogs I ate earlier.
Ugh, yeah, those look terrible on the way down. Can't imagine what they look like on the way back up.
Can we move on, please? I need to find a porter potty stat.
Coughed up a lung, huh?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Come on, let's play ring toss. Whoever gets the most rings on the bottles picks the next ride.
Yeah, that's good. That'll settle my stomach. Hey, 2 buckets, please.
Nuh-uh. I've got this one. The round's on me.
Thanks.
Told you it's not a date.
Yes, I remember.
This is 2 old friends catching up.
All right.
That will be $6 for 2 buckets, carnival kids. And don't bother trying to hand me a $6 bill. I ain't that stupid, despite what old girlfriends might say.
Come on, hand over the rings, you filthy carny. You know, you can at least pretend like you're having fun.
I'm having a fine time.
Fine. The most frequently used lie on the planet. I'm having a fine time. No, you're not. Ever since we stopped outside of Dr. Shock's, you've had this look on your face like you just saw the ending of Bambi for the first time.
I'm fine.
Ah, there it is again. Well, Mary, the night out was going great until Richie started looking at everyone like his stepdad just yelled at him.
Come on, Sandy, let's just toss these rings.
Tell me what's wrong.
It's just been a rough night.
A wonderful tagline for a first date.
You said it wasn't a date. Why are you being so confrontational?
I'm not being confrontational.
Yeah, you are.
If I'm being confrontational, it's because you've been dodging me like the draft all night.
What?
You didn't speak a single word to me in line for the teacups.
I just... Look.
I haven't seen you in what, 6 years?
7.
Tonight was your idea. Coming here was your idea.
I know, but I didn't think...
What? What didn't you think?
I don't know. Whatever. Let's just go back to the game, okay?
No! Not okay. And stop looking at me like that.
Like what?
Like I'm letting you down.
Sandy.
No, you are. You are looking at me like I'm a disappointment, and that's not fair. I haven't seen you since high school, and even back then, I barely saw you at all. We both right swiped on Tinder. Big deal. But let's take a look at why we both did that, okay? Let's zoom in on Richie, tries to get everyone to call him Rich Harris, lying in bed late at night, mindlessly right swiping through Tinder until he comes across Sandy Jenkins. Hey, I know her, he thinks. We had English and physics together, and I always had a crush on her. Maybe we'll be a match, and I can strike up a conversation, and we can go to the carnival and start dating, and then maybe, just maybe, high school won't have seemed like the biggest waste of 4 fucking years imaginable. Meanwhile, zoom in on Sandy Jenkins at the mall with her friends, laughing while checking Tinder. She finds this dope she took English and physics class with who never spoke a word to her because he was a complete loser. Let me right swipe and let him take me out because it'll be a great laugh with the girls later on. So stop looking at me like I'm a letdown, Richie. You're the only one who thought he had a shot tonight.
Winner! The one who actually thought he had a shot tonight.
Shit.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Shit, Richie, that wasn't cool.
It's fine.
It's not. I've been a little wound up all night and I just came undone. I was mean. Way meaner than you deserve. We can leave. I understand if you want to call it a night.
No, I get it. We didn't know each other and it's weird that we were a match and I should have not gotten my hopes up. When you're a total loser like me, you're prone to romantic fantasies. That's not fair to anyone. Myself or you, especially you. You're a real deal human being, not a picture on a glowing screen or in a yearbook. It's my bad.
Christ, it was my bad too.
What do you want, kiddo?
Huh?
You won! Top shelf prize! Anything in my stand that isn't bolted to the ground. What'll it be?
I don't know. The big Maggie Simpson stuffed doll, I guess.
Great choice!
Maggie is my favorite.
She's the best.
Only seen one in the family.
Yeah, she's the baby, but she's also the most mature. She's great. I love that show.
I was always a sucker for the fact that her first words were dada. It's sweet.
Yeah.
So, where to next? Huh? You won. You get to pick the next ride. That was the bet.
You still want to hang out?
Yeah, I mean, if you do.
Of course. I mean, yeah. Yes.
All right then, where are we going?
Do you do the fun wheel?
Of course.
Some people don't like heights.
I do.
And let's do that.
I'll race you there.
Please, no standing or shaking the cab at any point during the ride. You'll be making 2 full rotations before getting let off. Now, cozy on up and enjoy your ride on the fun wheel.
This is always my favorite ride.
Really?
Yeah, I love being this high up. My favorite is when the wheel stops right at the top.
Ask and ye shall receive.
I have superpowers.
Clearly.
Did you come here a lot when you were kids?
Of course. It was always a big deal when the carnival rolled into town. The third weekend of every October. Sometimes it'd even be chilly. School was already a month and a half in, but it always sort of felt like the last hurrah of summer. Last bit of freedom before having to buckle down for another year of misery.
High school wasn't really that bad.
Maybe not for you. For me, it was. Sometimes I feel like I'll be spending my whole life recovering from that place.
And what is it you do now?
I teach high school English.
That's what I thought.
I don't know. Maybe it's like how when dogs were created as puppies, they always try to find somewhere small to sleep at night, even if they end up living on a big farm or whatever.
It's all you've known.
Exactly. It's fine. It's better than being in an office all day. You said you're on a break right now, but are you still acting?
Sort of.
Sort of?
I mean, I'm a princess at Disney.
And that's not acting?
It is, mostly. And it's usually a fine job. When the super tiny kids look at you and really believe you're Elsa, that shit's incredible. But they stop believing younger and younger every day.
That makes sense.
I have a friend who calls it sunblock acting.
Sunblock acting?
Yep. We spend like 5.5 hour shifts outside in the pounding sun every day, and we have to slather on an insane amount of sunblock before going out there.
I'm allergic to sunblock.
That doesn't surprise me. Want to know the most messed up thing?
Yeah.
I have a vitamin D deficiency.
You what?
Yep, I'm outside in the sun all day, but I wear so much banana boat that I don't get any vitamin D. I have to take a goddamn pill.
That's awful.
It's life, it's not so bad. It's good enough for now.
That should be the tagline for life here in Florida. It's good enough for now.
Jesus, that's profound. And sad.
Yeah. But it's why the carnival is so important, you know? Bright lights, loud music, funnel cake. Maybe it's my bleeding Americana heart, but I sorta still believe in the power of places like this. How many hands are held for the first time on the swinging pirate ship ride? How many first kisses appear on the fun wheel? Every night ends with fireworks. The idea that a small town like ours could have something like this for a few nights, a place where we can forget our lives, it's beautiful.
Maybe you ought to write copy for this place. Try and get more people to come next year.
It's corny, I know, but I can't help how I feel.
I hear you, but I haven't been back here in years. Not since everything happened. Not since we were 17.
Yeah.
Poor Billy Riggs.
Exactly. Poor Billy.
I was there that night. I'd spent half the night swapping chewing gum with Derek Weebly behind the Alpine slide, but when our tongues got tired, I wanted some frights. I had made Derek wait in line at Dr. Shock's while I got a Coke. He was at the front of the line, so I'd pushed my way through to the front. I turned around and it all happened. I saw it all. Damn near killed me. I was all kinds of messed up for a long time after that. It's why I was acting like such a jerk earlier. Were you here that night?
Yeah.
Did you get a good look at what happened?
You could say that. I was standing right next to Billy when he died.
You what?
Billy Riggs is my best friend. He's been dead 7 years, and I still consider him my best friend.
Jesus, Richie. I had no idea. I never saw you two together.
We went to a big school.
Still?
I remember we were standing in line for Dr. Shock's Sonic Scream Shack. Shooting the shit. Talking about the new Pokemon game that was coming out that week. The whole damn building would rattle like it was being electrocuted. This happened like every 5 or so minutes. We were waiting in line for a long time. You were smart to go get your Coke. It was hot as August that night. It used to cost so many tickets. We'd spent the entire night pickpocketing people so we could ride it. Billy hated scary stuff, but I'd wait in line with him all night the night before for a release of those limited edition Jordans. He was wearing them that night, getting them dirty, not caring. He had this huge thing of cotton candy. It always took him forever to eat anything because he would never stop talking.
I had chemistry with him. The class, not like actual chemistry. I didn't know him that well.
Not many people did. Anyway, we were standing in line for at least an hour. We were finally close to the main entrance of the shack, and the entire goddamn place is still shaking. It feels like it's never gonna stop. I remember someone pushing their way through the line and knocking us apart. And then something falls out of the sky and hits me in the head. And then something else. It didn't hurt that bad, but enough for me to feel it, you know? So I bend down to see what hit me, and there were bolts on the ground. I'm thinking, what the hell are bolts doing falling out of the sky? And the next thing I know, I got my answer. There was a loud screeching sound, and then something heavy cutting through the air, and then a thick, wet thud as the Dr. Shock Sonic Scream Shack sign swung off the side of the building and right into Billy Riggs. It fucking shook the bolts right out of the sign. Collision sent him a good 10 feet. Knocked him clean out of his Jordans. His chest was caved in, and the lightning bolt on the sign had jammed itself right into his face before coming out the other side. He was dead right away. Everyone around me started screaming, but I couldn't stop staring at the cotton candy. He'd held on to it. The cotton candy was in his hand, covered in warm blood, and disintegrating.
I had no idea.
No one really did. My mom, she didn't even allow me to miss any school. Nobody came to the funeral, but I was able to sell his Jordans to buy him a page in the yearbook. What?
You said somebody made their way through the line and pushed you two apart. What if that was me? What if I'm the reason?
No.
But Richie...
No, you pushed me out of the way.
I'm gonna be sick.
It's not your fault. It's nobody's. Not even Dr. Shock.
Welcome back. How was your ride on the fun wheel? No dice, huh? Let me guess. She didn't kiss you back after you made your move. Wowzers, the finger? Haven't seen that one in 5 whole minutes. Nice one, lady. Enjoy the rest of your night, you brat. Kids these days. Listen to me, kids these days? I sound like my old man. Used to hate when he'd say that, kids these days. Jesus, I ain't getting any younger. Great, now I'm the carny talking to themselves outside of the fun wheel. I should have been a lawyer. Next!
Hey, slow down!
I didn't mean to end up back here. Let's go. I'm sorry I ruined the night.
Hey, you didn't ruin anything.
Dating tip number 67. Bringing up your dead best friend is a surefire way to improve any night out.
Oh, this is not the worst date I've ever been on, not by a long shot.
Thought you said this wasn't a date.
I'm an idiot. You haven't realized that by now?
You're not an idiot.
Thanks.
We can still go. I understand if you want to call it a night.
I mean, I was not expecting to be digging up this shared trauma we had no idea we shared, but no, not yet.
No?
We have one more ride tonight.
What?
Dr. Shock's Sonic Scream Shack, a ghastly tour of terror.
No way.
Come on, man.
I am not getting on that thing.
What, are you scared?
I'm not scared. I'm terrified. You should be too. That thing killed my best friend.
I've had goosebumps since we got off the fun wheel. I'm horrified. But like you said, Billy's death was an accident. A freak accident. Nothing could have stopped it from happening. It's awful, but it's no one's fault.
It's not happening.
Don't you think Billy would have wanted you to go on the ride? He waited with you all that time. And maybe it'll help. Maybe we'll feel some peace, you know?
I don't know. We've been living with this for 6 years now.
7. Come on, Rich. I'll be with you the whole way. I need this too.
I'm out of tickets.
I have plenty. And look, there's no line. Come on. Take my hand.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I'll do it.
There you go. This'll be good. Trust me.
Yes, Richie. Yes, Sandy. Pull your lap bar down while you still have blood in your body. And be sure to keep the limbs you care about inside the vehicle. Dr. Shock is always looking for more body parts to add to his collection.
It's okay. We'll be okay.
To Dr. Shock's Sonic Scream Shack. I hope you've said goodbye to your loved ones, because you won't be leaving here alive! Do you feel those bumps of goose flesh on your arms? That's your skin, aching to be flayed from your body. I can't. Do you mind if I use my teeth? I bet you taste sweeter than a nectarine.
Jesus!
This is where I gather all the supplies for my experiments. Have you ever seen the dead brought back to life? Do you want to? Better watch your neck!
Are you alright?
Of course, it's just a ride. It's not real.
where I drain all of my subjects after they've been separated from the rest of their bodies. I call this the wet room. Do you smell that hint of iron in the air? Do you feel the heat coming from all the blood? It's enough to melt snow!
Christ, this room is disgusting!
It's so dark, I can't see a thing!
I hate jump scares! It's the laziest shit ever! Those things are so ugly!
Wait until you see what's next. Dr. Shock is prescribing a dose of electric shock therapy! Side effects include death!
I think I'm gonna be sick!
The tour of terror ends here! Welcome to the last room you'll ever see alive. This is where I bring my experiments to life. Back to life? With Dr. Shock, death is just the beginning. All the pain and suffering in the world is nothing compared to what I'm capable of in my scream shack! Holding together new bones, stitching together old flesh, reanimating dead cells! There's no end to my power here. And you're next!
Chi-Chi.
What?
Sandy?
Who's there?
Please, help me. Look what Clay's done to me.
Billy?
Please. Chi-Chi. Sandy. Help.
Billy?
For writing Dr. Shock's Sonic Scream Shack. Scare you again soon.
Not likely, pal. Richie, slow down.
I heard Billy. He said my goddamn name. I know you heard it. He was calling out your name, too.
Richie, shit. It was the ride. Dr. Shock always calls out names. That Kearney, he heard our name. He has a computer. It lets him program names for Dr. Shock to say on the off chance that he hears yours. Like a fucked up version of the E.T. ride. I completely forgot. I'm so sorry.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I'm sorry.
It sounded sure. Just like him. God damn it!
He's gone, Richie. Billy's gone.
I miss him so much.
I know you do. I didn't know him, and I've missed him every day since I saw him die.
Nothing feels real. Why are you crying? You're shaking.
I'm terrified.
What? Why? Of what?
Of that same thing, of nothing ever feeling real again. I haven't felt anything like this since I can remember.
Holy shit. Fireworks.
It's already the end of the night.
It's okay. We're okay. This is real. The sky's exploding and it's real and we're okay.
Yeah, we're going to be okay.
I can't believe tonight's happening. Fuck.
Not me. Let's just sit here for a minute and watch the fireworks. I love fireworks.
Yeah.
Fireworks always make everything better.
Can I kiss you?
What did I just say?
Huh?
What did I just say?
You love fireworks.
Exactly, so come here.
Dr. Shock's Sonic Scream Shack was recorded in its entirety on August 21, 2016, in New York City, featuring Jilly Eichler, Govind Kumar, J.J. Parkey, and Tony Salemi. It was written by Tyler Grimes and directed by Lacey Keehan. Sound engineering by Liz Regan. Sound design by John Levine. Sound editing by Liz Regan. Play development by Jamie Johnson. Dr. Shock's Sonic Scream Shack was a DTC Radio production. My name is Pip Gangenbach, and thank you for joining me on this adventure. You can like Distilled Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distilled Theater. Until next time, good night, Laura Dern, wherever you are.